First of all, Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools is dealing with a bus driver shortage again this morning. Two routes will not be running today, bus 54 to Glenwood Elementary and bus 69 to Estes Hills Elementary. If your child rides one of those buses, district officials are asking you to find alternate transportation this morning. You can also call the transportation office starting at 6:30 to arrange a later pickup. That'll be after 9 a.m. If you happen to be on West Franklin Street around noon yesterday, you may have briefly seen a big police presence around Chimney Indian Kitchen. I can vouch for that, actually. We now know the reason. Police say officers spotted a man downtown who had outstanding warrants for his arrest, and he ran away when they approached him. Ultimately, he ran into that restaurant where police caught up to him and made the arrest. 21-year-old Jared Smith is the suspect. He had several outstanding charges, including DWI and financial card theft. He now faces more charges, including resisting police and possession of a firearm by a felon. Other town news, the Chapel Hill Town Council this week signed off on a plan for the future of 36 acres of town-owned property on Legion Road. About 9 acres of the land will go to affordable housing. The other 27 acres will be preserved as a park. Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger on the details.
We see this as a win-win. We're going to keep the majority of the park a park, of this property a park, and we're going to use a part in the front for affordable housing, which is much needed in our community because the front part there is very close to transit and shopping. It would score very well for the low income tax credits. So a combination of the two, the town that was also proposed, the town retained ownership of this property. The pond is still in question because the dam is needs to be fixed. And so we need to know more about this pond. We need to know if it's fed by a spring underneath. We don't know. We need to know how it plays into the property. So we're going to have to spend some time first figuring out the things about the pond. But there's just a lot that we can move forward on now. We're going to send these recommendations to the Parks and Rec Commission, the Cultural Arts Commission, and the Housing Advisory Board to see what we can come back with. And again, also our stormwater engineers and our folks will have to work on assessing the situation with the pond as well. So it was just a lot of good first steps in how we put something together to move forward on best using this property.
That's Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger there. You can get the full conversation in the News on the Hill section of our website, chapelboro.com. Over to campus now, where UNC is set to honor about 1,420 graduates at winter commencement on Sunday. That ceremony begins at 2 p.m. in the Smith Center. English professor and acclaimed novelist Daniel Wallace is this year's commencement speaker. And finally, the town of Chapel Hill is holding a retirement celebration this afternoon for Police Chief Chris Blue, who's stepping down at the end of the month. Everyone's invited to the celebration. It starts at 2 p.m. at the Hargraves Community Center. It is time now for sports, brought to you this hour by Alumni Hall. Two games this weekend on the Tar Heel sports calendar. First up, UNC men's basketball. They're looking to snap a four-game losing streak when they host Georgia Tech on Saturday at 3:15. Then the eighth-ranked women's basketball team takes the court Sunday at 1, hosting Wofford. Tar Heel women are off to a great start in the top 10 for the first time in 7 years, but head coach Courtney Banghart and the players say they're not satisfied yet. 97.9 The Hill's Michael has more.
As we approach the Christmas holiday, the most successful basketball team on Carolina's campus isn't playing in the Dean Smith Center. They're about half a mile up the road in Carmichael Arena. The UNC women's basketball team is not only ranked number 8, but it already has 2 ranked wins on a neutral court. Carolina has another challenging neutral site matchup with number 14 Michigan later this month. After that, ACC play begins on December 29th against Florida State. The league once again looks to be one of the best in the country, with Notre Dame, Virginia Tech, NC State, and Carolina all ranked inside the top 10. UNC head coach Courtney Banghart said the prospect of another hyper-competitive conference is an exciting one.
You know, it's a really great league, top to bottom, side to side, and that's, you know, obviously it's been proven in the, you know, a lot of people feel that way, but yeah, it's an awesome conference, you know, really well coached, lots of great athletes, really good teams, you know, unique styles. Yeah. It's gotta be one of the very best, if not the best in the country this year.
But before the Tar Heels get to conference play or the game with Michigan, They have two more non-conference home games in Carmichael against Wofford and USC Upstate. The games aren't the most eye-catching matchups for fans or players, but Banghart said her group of players will be up to the task, no matter the opponent.
You know, whenever you can continue to utilize your depth, it allows you to hold people to a standard, right? And so we've got a lot of guys that we think can help us, and those that give us the most on a day-to-day basis will play the most, right? And so that helps too. But yeah, I think I've been really lucky that through the recruiting process, we've made sure that the level of competitor is valued on the way in, so that I'm not having to come up with, you know, these gigantic speeches to generate enthusiasm.
Including Wednesday night's win against UNC Wilmington, Carolina has won 13 consecutive non-conference home games under Banghart, a streak which stretches back to the 2020-21 season. That was the freshman year for UNC's core of Deja Kelly, Alyssa Usby, Kennedy Todd-Williams, and Anya Poole, each of whom have been locked into the starting lineup since the beginning of last season. That core four has seen UNC rise from ACC mediocrity to the Sweet 16 last year and now the top 10 of the latest AP poll. It's been a meteoric rise for a program which before last season had not won an NCAA tournament game since 2015. And according to Banghart, the team is intent on rising even higher.
What we're trying to do is go from eight to one, right? And so the margins there are so thin. I hope our standard remains, and I hope we're continually climbing. That's what we've been good at over the last couple of years. It's just, you know, when you see us week to week, month to month, we're better.
It's been more than 28 years since the women's basketball program won the national championship, but if Banghart has her way, some new decorations could be in the Carmichael Arena rafters sooner rather than later. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Michael Coe.
Tar Heel women on Sunday, Tar Heel men on Saturday. Tune in this weekend. We'll have both of those games for you right here on 97.9 The Hill. Over to football now, where there has been more movement on the transfer portal, this time in multiple directions. Redshirt UNC freshman defensive lineman Keyshawn Silver is the latest Tar Heel to announce plans to transfer next season. But UNC defensive back Dede Hollins is going the other way. Hollins earlier said he was transferring, but yesterday he tweeted that he will be staying in Chapel Hill for his final year of eligibility. You can get the full list of transfer announcements on our website, chapelboro.com.